In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In our reading from Acts today, we are given an account of one of the most pivotal moments in the history of the early church. Stephen is remembered as the first martyr of Christianity. Now, he has been teaching and preaching the good news of Jesus Christ. This has angered many and made him their enemy. Instead of backing down, of giving up, or hiding, Stephen continues proclaiming his message of Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. When his enemies come for his life, stoning him to death, he uses his dying breath to illustrate what it means to be a disciple of Christ. He prays for those who are attacking him, asking God to forgive them. We, of course, know that the history of Christianity is filled with accounts similar to that of St. Stephen. The Roman Empire took particular care in persecuting and martyring the followers of Jesus. Oftentimes, they were killed in very public ways as entertainment for the masses. Facing their death, these martyrs, like Stephen, stay true to their faith and their commitment to Jesus. Whenever Christianity moved into a new area of the world, missionaries would be the vanguard. Many of these first champions of the faith met their death, carrying with them to their last moments a message of peace and love and forgiveness. Now, I wish we could say that this type of persecution of Christians was safely behind us in our history. I wish I could say that there are no longer martyrs of the faith. But sadly, in some parts of the world, one risks their life to proclaim their faith in Jesus Christ. In Egypt and the Holy Land, Coptic and Orthodox Christians are continually targeted with violence. They have systematically been driven from their ancestral homes. In these parts of the world, the number of Christians living there are dwindling fast. Recently, on Palm Sunday, when Christians gathered to celebrate the Passion of Jesus, when they were turning their attention, their hearts, and their souls towards the coming Holy Week, when they were getting ready to proclaim to the world that Jesus is the Lord of light and light, their church was bombed. In response to the ongoing attacks, these Christian communities will often gather together in the streets and begin reciting with one unified voice the Nicene Creed. This is a sign that they will not let fear dominate their lives, and that their faith in God will not be taken away from them by violence. In China and North Korea, Christian ministers and church members are routinely under surveillance by the state. They can be rounded up at any time and put in jail as political prisoners, being charged as agitators of the state. In these prisons, they undergo unspeakable brutality. But still, in the face of this tyranny, they remain true and faithful to their commitment to Jesus Christ. These Christians, and the ones who have come before them, are targeted and persecuted for one reason. People fear them. They do not fear them because of a lack of knowledge or understanding. Quite the opposite. They are feared because their enemies know them well. They understand what Christians and what their faith represents. In these humble disciples of Christ, their enemies see great power. They see great dedication. They see a threat. When you are a follower of Christ, you make yourself an enemy of anyone who stands to gain by maintaining the status quo, who profits from subjugating others to their will. You become an enemy of anyone who wants to keep the world segregated, keep humanity divided against itself. you make yourself an enemy of anyone who will stop at nothing to earn profit, who will commit any crime as long as they gain from it. You make yourself an enemy of anyone who denies that true power rests in the hands of God and who places themselves up as their own false idol. To these people, Christianity is a great threat, because in it, all people are deemed equal, declared children of God. All people have won respect and dignity by the death of Jesus on the cross. All people have won the opportunity of new life in the resurrected living Christ. The light of Christianity exposes these people for what they truly are. They are weak shadows, pushing their lies and falsities, proclaiming that death is a power to be feared, proclaiming that money and worldly possessions are the height of human existence. When these deceits are confronted by the living body of Christ, they strike out in fear, desperately trying to silence the message of God, desperately trying to hold on to their illusion of power. Christianity has always been and will always be a radical thing. It is a call to the entire world to cast away the trappings of our mortal sins, to step out from behind the shadows and into the light of Christ, to live a new life in the power of the Holy Spirit. Christians are feared by their enemies because their enemies know the great things they can accomplish. They know that beside them stands the eternal power of God, that together, united into a holy community, they have the ability to change the world, that the most powerful thing in the world is not all their wealth and violence, but the faith of God's chosen people and the living body of Christ. We must never forget those who have come before us and died so that the message of God could be proclaimed. We must never forget that today our fellow sisters and brothers in Christ still live under the threat of violence and death. Most importantly, we must never forget the great power we as a people of faith represent to the world, that through God working in us, we can accomplish anything. Let us never forget just how radical our faith is and how desperately needed it is in the world. Amen.